7:32. So earlier this week, the nation's first for-profit hospital received its final approval for establishing on the Jeju Island's special self-governing province. We're going to take a look at what the local newspaper editorials have had to say. Let's first bring in Grace Park. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Alex.
So in terms of the background to this, sorry, slightly down the line there, but can you just give us a bit more? Because we've just been hearing about this in our domestic news roundup.
Sure. So this past Wednesday, Jeju Governor Won Hee-ryong announced the approval of the Greenland International Hospital as a for-profit hospital on the condition that it caters only to foreign patients. Won, during a news conference, said, quote, "The Greenland Hospital has been given conditional approval. Its treatment of domestic patients is prohibited. The hospital can cater only to foreign medical tourists visiting Jeju," end quote.
Well, let's hear about the responses then. First, with the Hangul Ilbo.
Mm-hmm. The Hangul Ilbo started by saying that Jeju Island's recent decision has finally put an end to years and years of controversy over the introduction of investor-owned medical institutions. The paper quoted Won as saying, "We have thought long and hard about the matter and made the decision for the future of Jeju." And this translates to mean that the government has taken into consideration the need to revitalize the local economy, as well as the consequences in the case that the establishment of the hospital was denied, such as the decrease in foreign investment, international lawsuits, and the worsening of Korea-China relations. While the paper agreed that it's difficult to ignore such matters, it expressed concern in that the public nature of hospitals and medical care would be undermined. As such, the Hangul Ilbo emphasized the importance of maximizing the economic benefits from revitalizing medical tourism for foreigners, and at the same time, ensuring that the public nature of medical care is not damaged in any way.
We've got another view here as well, and a couple more views actually, starting with the Kyonghyang Shinmun.
Mm-hmm. The Kyonghyang Shinmun pointed out that after the announcement, civic groups gathered in front of the Jeju Provincial Government office to protest the decision. These groups have long voiced their concerns on how the establishment of the for-profit hospital would have negative impacts on the national insurance system. The paper mentioned that the governor had emphasized that the hospital's medical services will be limited to four departments, which are plastic surgery, dermatology, internal medicine, and family medicine. And he also said the for-profit hospital wouldn't affect the nation's public medical service system, as the national health insurance won't be applied at all there.
But the paper did argue that operating a for-profit hospital isn't really that simple, right?
Right. First off, it won't be easy to limit the medical services to just those four categories. All medical institutions in Korea are prohibited from rejecting patients based on a humanitarian aspect, which can then lead to domestic patients requesting for the hospital's services when necessary. And then also the paper argued that coming up with exceptions to limit coverage of universal health insurance is dangerous in and of itself. And the Kyonghyang Shinmun stressed that the Jeju government, as well as the central government, must take stock of the situation and also ensure that this doesn't result in foreign investors merely using Korea's medical facilities to make profit for themselves.
Moving on now to the Gungmin Ilbo, what did it have to say weighing on this as well?
Mm-hmm. The Gungmin Ilbo had a different view, saying that Governor Won's decision was the right one on the basis that the new hospital would not really pose a threat to the country's medical system. The paper mentioned that Greenland International Hospital, located in the healthcare town of Seogwipo City, already has 47 beds and has hired a staff of 134 people, including 9 doctors, 28 nurses, and 18 international medical coordinators. It stressed important factors such as how the tourism industry is the pillar of the local economy, that the hospital has already attracted a great amount of foreign investment, the fact that it's closely linked with the diplomatic relationship between Korea and China, as well as how it would affect Korea's reputation in the international community. The paper mentioned that there are concerns that this hospital would lead to more establishments of for-profit hospitals around the country from here on out, but said that doing so is not as easy as it sounds. And this is because it's not that easy to attract the necessary amount of investment to establish a hospital. And it pointed out that Jeju Island had actively participated in the efforts to attract investment for the Greenland International Hospital. Also, Korea's medical system is already strong enough to protect the public nature of the country's medical care system. And the Kungmin Ilbo further stressed that the current government is working to strengthen insurance coverage for the public and improve the quality of medical welfare services.
We'll leave it there, Grace. Thank you very much. Good to have you with us today.
Thank you, Alex.